This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the third week of early summer. The orange flowers of the daylily are the signature of early summer across the nation's midsection. With the lilies come waves of parallel seasons. When the daylilies bloom, other things are happening too. The soft smartweed flowers in the alleys, prickly blueweed flowers in vacant lots, poison ivy flowers in the woods, and Queen Anne's lace flowers along the back roads, shy avens flowers along the hedgerows, and tall meadow rue flowers in the fields, and trumpet creepers flower on the walls and trellises, and great mullein flowers along old railroad tracks, and thistles have taken over the vacant lots, and purple coneflowers blossom in the gardens. Orange daylilies blooming by the side of the road means that fireflies are glowing in the night, that cucumber beetles are feasting on the cucumbers, and that webworms are hatching in the trees, and that winter wheat is getting ripe. Orange daylilies mean that grackle fledglings have left the nest, and that Japanese beetles have found the ferns and the soybeans and the roses. The blooming of lilies means it is time for birds and people to pick pie cherries and mulberries. And it means that it's time to tuck your pants legs into your boots when you go to the woods. Fierce chiggers are on the prowl. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the fourth week of early summer. In the meantime, look for wild black raspberries ripening along the paths.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.